the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, I'm terribly frightened by the problem of LSD. There is nothing smart. There is nothing grown up or sophisticated in taking an LSD trip at all. They're just being complete fools.
An angel's song. Devil's touch. A crowd on Main Street, USA was much too much. Silence hung the blissful notes of goodbye.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with another action-packed hour of great 60s underground rock music. We focus on 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. In this episode, it's definitely got a psychedelic tinge. We have got an episode of proto-psychedelia and psychedelia, so kick back and enjoy. All got underway with a band called The Mind's Eye on Jocks Records from 1967. Track called Help, I'm Lost. This band out of San Antonio, Texas. 1968, they changed their name to The Children and released an album called Rebirth.
Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing.
Well, we've got proto and psychedelia from all over the world. This track out of the UK. It's off a really cool compilation of weird psych music called The Psychedelic Adventures of Pete Miller. Pete Miller, Big Boy Pete, perhaps best known to garage rock fans for a track called Cold Turkey, which is on the Chocolate Soup for Diabetics compilation. Pete Miller, English songwriter, recording engineer, and record producer, born in Norwich, England, lived in San Francisco since 1972, but he is a veteran of the 60s pop music scene, was in a band called The Offbeats. Then Peter Jay and the Jaywalkers toured with the Beatles, the Stones, many of the British invasion bands. His track Cold Turkey, one of the first English psychedelic songs. So this is Big Boy Pete Miller, My Love Is Like a Spaceship. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook.
See my love goes up and down all day. See my love encircles you this way. See my love is like a spaceship. pain me more deep. Sleep, 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 sleep.
With Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Children, home at last, our love and weary children. man in chanting words. Now possible pulsating energy fields. Nameless, timeless, deathless region of immortality. Know thyself and abide forever in the sea of eternity. We're building a stairway up to the heavens. We're climbing that stairway, the stairs made. Now far away in the depths of infinity. Now far away in the clear white light of reality. Know thyself and abide forever in this tranquil state. Know thyself and remember that it is all what you make. We're building a stairway up to the heavens. We're paving that stairway, the steps made of love, love, love.
Well, this week's retrospect is about proto-psychedelia and psychedelia, set of three. Big boy Pete Miller out of the UK, My Love is Like a Spaceship, got the set underway. Then Skip Batten and The Group, also known as Red Rose The Group. Track called Nighttime Girl, A-side of a 1966 45 on Aurora Records. Then The Paisleys from Minneapolis, a track off a 1970 LP called Cosmic Mind at Play. The Paisleys with Now.
Oh, how many people claim to be Christian, and they'll allow their boys and girls to get the rock and roll from Elvis Presley that comes along.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, in the latter part of the 60s, there were two Canadian bands called The Purple Haze. I wonder where they got the title. This is one of those two bands off the Wild Canada Volume 3 Endless Dream compilation. Purple Haze, out of Montreal, with Love is Fine.
Bye. The turned-on people, who seem to set many of today's lifestyles, are not the only ones smoking grass, popping bennies, shooting speed, or dropping acid. If they were, the problem would be somewhat less tragic. These practices have spread to colleges, high schools, and even elementary schools. The students are being exposed to drugs that many of them believe are without lasting physiological or mental effects.
I'm the one sent here from up above. Yes, I'm the one they call the God of Love. Because I need your loving, I got. I'm the one that you're gonna adore. Yes, I'm the one they call the God of Love. Because I need your loving.
Community Access Radio is getting hip to the trip of the psychedelic experience here on Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
A motorcycle has two wheels and handlebars to steer it. It's fun to drive, and when you drive, everyone can hear it. Yeah.
I love it, man. It's the greatest.
Let's climb on our motorcycle and stand up with legs apart, something like climbing on a bicycle.
Now, let's start the motorcycle by lifting our right foot high in the air and bringing it down to the floor with a stomp. Do this a few times, cat, until your motorcycle starts.
Now we're ready to go. Hold the handlebars tight and steer with them. Turn your right hand from one side to the other. This will give our motorcycle a gas to make us go slow or fast.
Wow! We started off on a bumpy, lumpy road, and we're bumping up and down as if we're on a pogo stick.
Hold on tight and press down the brake with your left foot and squeeze the handbrake with your right hand. We're coming to a red light, and a red light means stop.
Green light, what's wrong? Our motorcycle is stalled and we have to start all over again. So lift your right foot up in the air and bring it down to the floor with a stomp. There, we're ready to go again.
This is a smooth road, but so full of twists and turns. We have to lean our bodies as far as we can to one side, then to the other side, and again to one side, so far that people think we will fall. But our spinning wheels keep us in perfect balance.
Here comes another red light, Cat. Put on the brakes, left foot down and right hand squeeze.
Green light. Now the road is straight and smooth. So stand up on the seat of your motorcycle and do fancy tricks. Stand on one foot, spread your arms and bow. Now bow backwards.
Look out! We're off the road and heading right for a little lake. Nothing we can do but keep bowing and smiling. It might help if we swim a bit.
The wind will soon dry us off. Let's head for a home and drive right into our garage. There. Through the door and over the floor and up the wall and across the ceiling and down the wall and over the floor and up the wall and across the ceiling.
When I woke up this morning, I took a walk in the park. I saw something sitting there that nature made in the dark. There I was just dripping on a big, huge silver cigar. Tied up to the top of a pole like a relic of the Second World War. My mama told me curiosity killed the kitty cat. My daddy told me satisfaction got him slapped. I was looking at the Goodyear blimp. No one was around. I thought I might try to fly this thing. Have a look at my town. Bright lights on its side are flashing. The news of the day. Me standing there just flashing on what it did say. What a trip, this big bag of gas with Goodyear on the side. Started shaking and I started to sweat. My eyes glued to the ground. Right then and there, I started to flash. What a way to come down.
It's a set of four tracks out of North America. The Purple Haze out of Montreal, Love Is Fine. That was a 1967 45 on the Memphis Sound Records. Then we had R. Swingle, a track called The God of Love. This is a very obscure track. Band influenced by The Doors. 45 apparently found in a Lancaster, Ohio antique mall. Now, there's some debate online about who this band was. Anyway, the best information says that the band was called Confederate Music Corps from MacArthur, Ohio, and Randy Swingle was the lead singer. 1970 release from R. Swingle, actually Confederate Music Corps, called The God of Love. Then we had a guy called Bruce Hark, Canadian electronic musician, collaborating with Esther Nelson, a 1967 recording released in 1968 on a label called Dimension 5. This track off an album called The Way Out Record for Children, the fourth of his LPs of children's music. Each containing a set of songs, stories, dances, and activities for young children, they've been rediscovered and re-released, kind of categorized as outsider music, definitely psychedelic tinges. So Bruce Hark, track called Motorcycle Ride out of Canada. And the set wrapped with a band called The Book of Changes, 7-inch promo disc from 1967. The Book of Changes actually were the band The Vegetables, Vegetables with a J in it, American band out of Millbrae, California. Recorded for a label called Autumn, but did release a 45 in 1967 as The Book of Changes. We had the A-side. I Stole the Goodyear Blimp.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, Third Bardo are one of those great bands that kind of covered garage punk and psychedelia. I'm 5 years ahead of my time, a garage classic, of course. Only together very briefly, recorded a bunch of tracks, all very obviously by the same band, as is this track, Lose Your Mind. Very much sounds like I'm 5 years ahead of my time. The Third Bardo, featuring songwriter Rusty Evans from the proto-punk band The Deep, who we discussed a few episodes back. So here we go, The Third Bardo.
Come along with me, we can share a dream. We're gonna find what makes the sun shine.
Jefferson Airplane.
The most beautiful girl is the girl from Old Twig City. And her boyfriend wears stretch Levi's. She thinks he is something, really something. And she digs stretch Levi's.
25%
stretch Levi's. She always kisses him and hugs him. They go dancing at the ball game. She looks great. He's in his stretch Levi's. They will get married in stretch Levi's. She washes his stretch Levi's. Joy does reign. At the front door, the neighbors applaud. Whistle and clap. And their children are captains on the squad. Oh, so happy with stretch Levi's.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, LSD. L for Lucy. S in Sky. D in Diamonds. There's not a hippie in America doesn't know that's what it's talking about.
Chartreuse wanted to quit. Why not? Figured it would go off somewhere. Be by itself. Maybe let green or yellow take over. Get away from it all. That's what Chartreuse wanted. Who needs chameleons? What difference would it make in the immense design of things if certain feathers were some other color? Parrots wouldn't care. Nor would parakeets. But what about the leaves of rhubarb? Oh. Chartreuse began to tremble just thinking of the trouble rhubarb could make. You know rhubarb, and the rhubarb that rhubarb could cause. So Chartreuse decided not to give notice, not for a while anyway. Besides, isn't that a nervous katydid over there that needs a new coloring? Of course. Chartreuse gonna stay, 'cause it feels used.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Ah, gee.
Set of four out of the States, the third Bardo, Lose Your Mind, amazing track. Then we had a band called Purple Canteen with Brains in My Feet. Then another one from that Ken Nordin LP. We've had a couple of tracks in recent episodes. Ken Nordin, voice artist, among many other things. An LP with numerous tracks, all brief spoken word segments about colours, done for a paint company. We had a track, Chartreuse. And wrapping the set, The Goodie Box, obscure track off a comp called Golden State Psychedelia. Now, this is on the internet, on Amazon and YouTube, both of which mark it as having explicit lyrics. I could not pick up any explicit lyrics, but it's a very dirty track. The Fuzz, especially, super dirty. The Goodie Box, R.G.
I've seen the most beautiful fields, farms, fields, most gorgeous things you've ever seen. And then you have these ugly things.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Okay, Global Psychedelia. Getting it underway with a band out of Mexico. They are called Los Tempers. Recorded on Orpheon Records. This is the A side of a 45 released in June 1970. Stretching the boundaries of Retrospect. It's called Espiritus en el Cielo. Cover of Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky.
Cuando el sol ya no vuelvas a ver, ni la luz del bello atardecer. Cuando todo en tinieblas esté, tu espíritu en el cielo vagará. Tu espíritu en el cielo vagará. Maravilloso lo verás. Sentirás una gran emoción en aquel fantástico lugar. Ya encontrarás la bella luz para tu alma. La tristeza dejarás y es lo que dará a tu espíritu la paz. Es lo que dará a tu espíritu la paz. Felicidad tan solo habrá. Sentirás una gran emoción en aquel fantástico lugar. Solo amor es la verdad en Jesús. A tu alma Él guiará y es lo que dará a tu espíritu la paz. Hoy le dará a mi espíritu la paz por toda la eternidad. Cuando muera quiero ir allá porque ahí lograré ser feliz. Ahí lograré ser feliz.
LSD floating through my entire body, streaming through every pore. All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed, my extremities pulsating with tingling sensations.
Meine Frau geht nie in der Kneipe, nein, doch wenn ich dabei bin, da hat sie das genau wie ich und da ist mir alles wurscht. Geh, die Alte dich an der Theke genug. Ich leh in den Fass und er gibt mich im Suff. Sie kommt nicht runter und ist nicht hoch aufs Fass. Was? Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha. Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, hoho, hihi, haha. Das ganze Theater, ich bin's bald satt. Mir wird ganz beschuckt von all dem Tamtam. Da schnappt mir ja über, komm, sag ich halam. Ich glaub, die hole mich ab. Ich bin Hunger und was für ein Dust. Ich will jetzt gleich ein Stückchen was. Ein Battle war am Achtel geschnitten am Stück mit Senf. Gell? So sagen die Leute, ist ja schön blöd. Bei so einem Simpel ist alles zu spät. Das kommt, weil er nur in die Kneipe geht. Oh! Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha. Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha. Hihi, hoho. Das ganze Theater, ich bin's bald satt. Mir wird ganz beschucke von all dem Tamtam. Da schnappt mir ja über, komm, sag ich halam. Ich als vom Ebbel bei Harm, da fängt schon mal all zu kretsche an. Sie hecht mir an, mit dem welcher Holz, was soll's? Oh, mein Schädel brummt sowieso noch vom Suff. Und da kräht mir noch an, mit dem welcher Holz ruft. Jetzt sagt mir Kinder, wann hört es mal auf? Ah, ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha. Ich glaub, die hole mich ab, haha. Hi, hi, ho, ho. Das ganze Theater, ich bin bald satt. Der wird ganz beschuckt von all dem Tamtam. Da schnappt mir ja über, drum schlag ich mal.
Everything around me became suddenly unreal, as if in a dream. And I was slowly being drawn into the painting, and powerless to stop myself. I wanted to cry out for help, but I could not force my mouth to open.
When you dare to enter the controversial world of LSD, you will embark on the most jolting journey of your life. On your trip, you will face a lovely sort of death as you experience the ecstasies.
Feel the warmth, the texture of excitement as it grows.
The agonies.
No, the aching pain of an old love's final dying. The frustration of a new love's insatiable demanding.
and the orgies with the psychedelic revolutionaries who turn on and go out of their skulls.
The wildest of pleasures possess you. Fingers of fear mercilessly rake you.
When you see The Trip, you will actually touch the screen as it crawls up the wall. Don't miss Roger Corman's The Trip, starring Peter Fonda, more shocking than Blues and the Wild Angels, and Susan Strasberg. Also starring Bruce Dern, Dennis Hopper, and Solly Soxie. The Trip from American International in psychedelic color will blow your mind.
Batman, il pourra s'envoler. Je connais l'ivresse.
And that is a diverse global garage set. Los Tempos out of Mexico, Espíritus en el Cielo. Then we had Malapartes 2 again. We had their pretty wild track Lisbet last week or the week before, Telefunken Records release. This week, though, a track called Ik Glub De Hol Mik Ab Ha Ha, a cover of They're Coming to Take Me Away Aha by Napoleon the 14th, 1966, released by Jerry Samuels under the pseudonym Napoleon the 14th, One Hit Wonder in 1966. So Malapartes, Ik Glub De Hol Mik Ab Ha Ha, out of Germany. Then a track from the Netherlands, pictured information up on our Instagram, Obscure Act, from a guy called Ed Visser. Had his own radio program in Holland called the Super Clean Dream Machine, went on to Top Pop on television under the stage name Ajif the Poet. This is a 1967 single called Eek, I'm a Freak. That was the A-side, we had the B-side. Squire Freckleman comes back, very much influenced by bands such as the Mothers of Invention and the psychedelic edge of the freakbeat scene. So Ajif the Poet, Squire Freckleman comes back out of the Netherlands. Wrapping the set, picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook, Bruno Lays, out of Canada, French-Canadian artist, recorded four tracks for an EP, then found that he was obliged to go to military service, lost control of those recordings, returned to Canada, and found that the catalogue had been sold. So, Bruno Lays, track called Dance La Galaxy out of Canada.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Wrapping episode 454, our proto-psych and psych episode. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental from T. Swift and the Electric Bag on Custom Records LP out of 1968. T. Swift and the Electric Bag, largely made up of Gerald Edward Kolbrak, aka Jerry Cole, American guitarist. Recorded as Jerry Cole, but also on various budget psychsploitation albums and the like, as an uncredited session musician. So he appeared in Jerry Cole and his Spacemen, Jerry Cole and the Country Boys, Jerry Cole and the Strokers, T-Swift and the Electric Bag, the Animated Egg, the Detours, the Generation Gap, the Id, the Scramblers, the Stone Canyon Rock Band, and more. Also featured in this band, Don Dexter, ostensibly a rockabilly musician, recruited to play on the album Inner Sounds of the Id, also on Animated Egg recordings, also on tracks on 101 Strings, Astro Sounds, from beyond the year 2000. All that stuff kind of came from the same sessions and just got divvied up into various psychsploitation albums. So Jerry Cole and Don Dexter, key players behind T-Swift and the Electric Bag. This track is Expo in Sound. Wrapping this week's retrospect, don't forget to leave your comments on our Facebook and Instagram or on Apple Podcasts. You can rate and review episodes there. Leave any comments you like. Appreciate your feedback. Appreciate you continuing to listen to this crazy weekly hour of great 60s underground music. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Ka kite anō. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60's Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.